Please pray with me. Gracious and abundant God, we thank you for the light that continues to shine within us. Guide us, Lord, so that we too are overwhelmed with joy. And may the meditation of my heart and mind be acceptable in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. How many of you struggle with searching for something? Right now, I still have boxes in my house, so I have been diligently trying to find lots of different things, and I get frustrated when I can't find it, like we often do. And then I've been just kind of opening up all the boxes, right, seeing what's in it. Well, that's in the wrong place. Okay, let me take that in another room. And then I open another box. Well, that's not supposed to be in here. It's supposed to be over here. And then pretty soon, I got all my boxes scattered, and I can't find a thing. So it's a process. It's a work in progress. And so when we think about searching for things, we don't often think of the Magi and the fact of what they were searching for. Now, you got to keep in mind who these Magi were. They were most likely the remnants of the Jews who were in exile. And they weren't, you know, every time we see a Christmas play, we often see the kings adorned with these crowns and robes and everything. But most likely, they were probably just ordinary men. They were astronomers, people who knew the law because they studied it. And by knowing the law, what the prophets had proclaimed in the Old Testament, they knew that they had to be looking for something. And so, sometimes, have you ever had that problem? You know you need to find something and you can't remember what it is you're supposed to find? Yeah. It's sort of how the Magi were. And all of a sudden, in the sky appears a star. Most scientists agree that around the time when Jesus was born, there must have been some sort of cosmic event that caused a bright star to shine in the sky. And that's actually been proven by scientists, people much smarter than me. But the point is that something big was in the sky, and they knew they needed to follow it. Now, the term epiphany, as Judy shared, means manifestation or to reveal, to have an aha moment. But here's the thing that often confuses me a little bit about the Magi story. If you got this big star that's in the sky that all of a sudden appears that they are using as a directional thing, so it had to be illuminating quite a bit of space, right? Why is it that nobody else saw it and went? Especially the Jews who knew the history. They knew that something was coming. And when you really think about it, the history of people who have searched to find something has followed some sort of cataclysmic event. And in this case, the cataclysmic event, which the remnants of we will be taking down soon, we celebrated a few weeks ago. The cataclysmic event of the Savior that was born for us. So I want to talk about today, because Epiphany is one of those seasons that we sort of just gloss over and oftentimes don't think about the Magi and the importance of the light that goes before us. But I want to sort of break this down for you because I think it's important. So the star itself, as I said, it's interesting that nobody else followed the star, but they were astronomers, so maybe that's not too far of a stretch. But when it stopped, it says that they were overwhelmed with joy. I want you to think about Christmas for just a moment and the birth of a child. Now, while they were overwhelmed, it also says that Herod was in fear. So you've got two opposite ends of emotion here. You got fear and you got joy. Both of those were present at the birth also. Who was afraid at the birth. The shepherds, right? The shepherds. And who was filled with joy at the birth? Mary, the angels, yes. Great joy. I bring you good news of great joy, the angels say, right? And so you got two opposite ends of emotion that happens at the birth, two opposite ends that also remind us of the light of Christ that has come in Christmas. And even though the decorations and everything may come down, the light still shines. Why is that important to remember? Because it's the light within us, the light of Christ, that we carry out into the world. It's the light of Christ that we should be searching and looking for. What do I mean by that? Looking for others to come to Christ, to share your love of God to others. And you may not mention God to your friends and family. Some families, that might be a little bit touchy of a conversation, but we can show love. We can show compassion. We can illuminate for them, manifest for them the love of God from the light that dwells in you. Now, I want to talk about these gifts. First of all, how many magi were there? Look at the story. It does not say how many wise men there were. In fact, the reason why they think there might have been more than one is because the Greek word is actually plural there. So they think there might have been more than one, but it does say that there were three gifts. It doesn't say there were three wise men. The three wise men we get from the song, which we're going to get in, I'm going to talk about in a second. And I'll talk about a little bit of that story of that. Let's talk about the gifts. What was the first gift? The gift of gold. Why would someone bring gold to a child? Any guesses? He's a king. They had come to honor a king, and so gold, even today, is still worth a lot. Well, I think it still has value, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah. So gold was an important gift to give away their treasures. So gold was the first one. What was the second one? Frankincense. What is frankincense? That's more of the myrrh. Myrrh. Frankincense was actually used for embalming. It was like a resin. Why would you give a child something for when he dies? Well, think about what that foreshadows. This child that receives at his birth embalming resin will later go on to walk the path of Calvary to die for us all. Right? Now, the last gift, myrrh. Why myrrh? It was often used for anointing, which was something that was done for kings. But it was also an incense. And what do we do with incense? We burn it. Do you remember in the LBW, the song, "Let our prayers rise before you as incense, the lifting up of my hands as the evening sacrifice." What did they sacrifice in the Old Testament? Animals, right? Often animals. Lambs, the Lamb of God receiving the heavenly scent, because the Jews believed that it was pleasing to God to have a scent. And so here is this newborn king, and at his feet, the light of the world is gold, frankincense for embalming, myrrh, to be reminded of who he is connected to, all under one star. When you think about all of those things together, then the story of the Magi should resonate with us. It should remind us of the light that we are called to follow. Right? Following the light of Christ wherever we go in this world. It's also important for us to be reminded that, and which is why I wanted this central in our sanctuary space during the season of Epiphany, to remind us of the body of Christ also following the light of Christ. And have you ever noticed that it's particularly at night, okay, don't do this while you're driving, okay? Don't do this while you're driving. But when you move, the stars remain stationary, but you actually are moving, and it never seems to waver, right? That's essentially what the star was to these magi, and what the light of Christ is for us. It is the stationary presence of the light of Christ that dwells within us. And when we carry that out into the world, then we share that light with others. And it's not an accident that these magi came. It was a manifestation of the light of Christ, the fulfillment of what will later happen with this king for all of us. And all we are called to do is to follow and to search for Christ in others. Now, I also ask that a piece of paper be handed to you today, because I want you to maybe put that piece of paper maybe on your refrigerator, maybe on your mirror, your bathroom mirror, somewhere in your home. You should have a piece of paper that says, Epiphany 2024, because Jesus is, I am. And you don't have to fill it in right now. I really want you to think about this. Because Jesus is, here's a couple examples. Because Jesus is my Savior, I know that I am forgiven. Because Jesus came as the light of the world, I know I will never dwell in darkness. Because Jesus is love, I know that I am always loved. I want you to post that somewhere in your home. To be reminded that the light of Christ doesn't die when we take the Christmas decorations down. The light of Christ goes on to shine within you. I know we don't have the words in this service for, and it's unfortunately not in the ELW, but I want to, most of you probably know at least the chorus to We Three Kings. I want to read the words to you though. Oh, star of wonder, star of night, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. Who was the only one who ever lived who lived a perfect life? Jesus, the light of Christ. And then it goes on to say, and verses 3 and 4 talks about the gifts. Frankincense to offer have I, incense own a deity nigh, prayer and praising, gladly raising, worshiping God on high. Here's the kicker. Here's verse 4. Most people don't even recognize this. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in a stone-cold tomb. And then, of course, the last verse, glorious now behind him arise, King and God in sacrifice, heaven sings alleluia, alleluia, the earth replies. And then we go back to the refrain, guide us to thy perfect light. My brothers and sisters, first of all, We Three Kings was written by an Episcopal priest. He wrote it for a Christmas pageant that was happening at some church in New York. And he wrote it in 18-something. So the concept of that there must have been three kings comes both from this song and the fact that there were three gifts. And while we may never know how many there were, does it matter? No. Because the light of Christ that was present in that stable dwells within us throughout this season of Epiphany. And so, my brothers and sisters, take that sheet, put it somewhere in your home, be reminded of the light that dwells within you, and carry that with you this season. Epiphany actually doesn't end until February 4th. So we got a whole month to think about the light of Christ that dwells within you, because God wants us to carry that overwhelming joy. Because what happens when we have overwhelming joy for something? We can't help but share it, right? It's almost like something that bursts out of you. It's like when you shake a bottle of soda or something and it just bursts right out. That's the overwhelming joy that God invites us to, that the Magi reminds us of. Carry that light with you this Epiphany and always. And know that you are the light of Christ, and that the light will always overcome darkness. Amen.